I've got yet another request from Billman. He sends me a picture of a tower, a cell phone tower. It's just a really tall tower. On the very top of it, it's, you know, it's got the three sides of the cell phone antenna things on it. He says it's the kind of tower you can put a dish on for a phone company like AT&T or whatever. So Billman wants me to call and tell them that I am building a clubhouse or a parking garage. And how much for the space to build a parking garage on top of their tower.
Yep. Hello, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
This is Kevin. Who is this, please?
Hey, Kevin. It's Thomas. I'm just interested in renting some antenna space on that tower.
Thomas?
What do you mean, which Thomas?
Oh, which are my towers? My towers or, yeah?
I guess so. It has the phone number, and I called the number on it, and they gave me your number.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So, which site are you, how do you identify? What's the ASR number there?
It's on Lewis Larmer Road. I don't know what the fucking ASI is.
it's the antenna support registration number. The FCC has us filed there. You must be looking at the website there, or are you at the real estate there?
Oh, no, I drove by it. It's by a bunch of things that look like Army barracks. It's on Lewis Lomar Lane.
I'm familiar with, yeah. Looks like the old those old potato warehouses, huh?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What can I help you with as rental space there, Thomas?
Oh, yeah, how much would it cost to rent some space on there?
Oh, it depends on how many antennas at which elevations you're going at. It's all relative to loading.
I was just going to go about halfway up, and I'm going to build a house up there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not insured for that. You mean a home, you mean? Or,
yeah, a home. It's basically a tree house.
Oh, I see, yeah. And, you'd have to probably have to buy the whole site because we couldn't expose anybody but my climbers onto the site. So that's how it's all insured to be used.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, I'll take it. I'm going to build like a trap door so they can still get up there, but maybe I'll charge a toll.
What I didn't clearly say, though, was there's nobody allowed on the structure except Great Plains Tower climbers.
Well, if I rent it, though, I'll be allowed up there because it'll be my home.
No, that's part of the lease that only people that can go on the tower are the owner of the tower.
I'll have squatter's rights.
No, you won't. The lease doesn't say that. No, we're not selling it. We're renting antenna space, not people space up there. So, no, we don't. You can't trespass on anything off the ground on our structures.
Okay,
because you're not trained and you're not drug screened and you're not insured. So that's why people aren't allowed on our towers.
Well, how much would it cost to put an antenna up on the very top?
Oh,
and not build a house.
A TV broadcast antenna or a microwave antenna?
I'm a ghost hunter, and I think I can put out a certain frequency that will make ghosts visible all over town. And it'll run at 1.6 megahertz.
Yeah,
gigahertz, I mean.
Yeah, how big is this antenna? Is it?
It's going to be like 50 feet above the tower.
Oh, 50 feet? You mean 50 feet taller than the tower?
Yeah, probably. It's going to be like a whip, like a whip antenna, like a CB antenna.
Oh, yeah. You can't. The tower's already at maximum height for the FAA because there's no way.
Oh, fuck those assholes. We can do what we want.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's that?
I just want to make ghosts visible.
Oh, yeah, you can go ahead and, that's okay. That's okay, but we have no more airspace allowed than what we're licensed for.
Okay,
where we're standing
right
now, everything has to be side-mounted on the structure.
Well, I'll just put a 6-inch antenna on it, then that'll be the same, basically.
Oh, yeah. You're right. To rent space and antenna, one antenna, I know, is $750 a month.
Oh, that's perfect.
What we rent space for.
Now, is it going to be a problem? It's going to cause a lot of chaos in town because it's going to make ghosts visible.
So just like radiation, I suppose, but...
everyone's going to be able to see ghosts suddenly, like in all their office buildings and homes and around town. All the ghosts are just going to be visible.
Why would you be asking me that? I have no idea what the Jamestown people are.
Well, you were talking about, insurance and stuff. I didn't know if you'd be liable for just putting the whole town, down.
Whose antenna is emitting is responsible.
Okay.
You know that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because that's what the FCC monitors licenses. What's your frequency?
2600 hertz.
Oh, 2.6 gig?
No, 2600 hertz.
Oh, that's what that is. That's 2.6 gig.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Okay. I don't want 2.6 gigs. I want 2600 hertz.
Oh, okay.
This is specialized ghosts.
Okay, hertz. Oh, not megahertz. Okay. Yeah, like down to the AM freak, yeah.
Don't call me a freak, motherfucker.
What are you talking about? Pardon me?
I thought you called me a freak.
Oh, freak frequency, excuse me. Oh, freak frequency.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What a wacky misunderstanding.
That's an abbreviation for frequency.
I see.
Freak. Oh, yeah, I use freak like that word as an abbreviation for frequency.
Oh, you're such a card.
Yeah, you're getting crazy there.
Okay. Yeah, I was ready to come down there and kick your motherfucking ass.
No, freak, that's an abbreviation for frequency.
Do you know if the FAA is going to have problems? Because it's going to show flying ghosts as well. So they could, like, go in front of airplanes and stuff and fly around in front of airplanes.
Antennas do all kinds of other different things. But what an antenna does is none of the business of the tower owner. We just rent space. Yeah. And then, like I say, whatever your license is the responsibility of the license provider emitter.
Okay, yeah, because it's going to make ghosts visible about 10 miles in all directions. So any planes flying overhead, they're going to have like ghosts flying into their windshields. The ghosts are going to appear on the plane too, like on the airplane.
Well, anyway, so, we have, I don't think we have any electricity or anything there. Everybody's responsible for bringing in their own electrical service and everything there too. So that's only a building or play for radio. Everybody puts their own radio buildings and everything. But
yeah. My antenna runs on crystals, so we're all fine. We're all good there.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. So, for one little antenna, the antenna rent is probably just going to be just our standard $750.
Okay.
$750 per month for one antenna. Anyway, yeah.
That's chump change. And, yeah. It's pocket change to me.
Pardon me?
That's pocket change.
Oh, yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, that's right. It's just monthly stuff.
Yeah. It's going to change the world, though. It's going to make ghosts visible everywhere.
Yeah, and whatever the installation is a different thing. Whenever we see what the specs are or the antenna or your feed lines and everything, that's a different item whenever we know what that is. But that's usually... that could be a few thousand dollars just to for my crew to put up an antenna and feed line on a pole, and then you take it from there on the ground.
Is there any fee for opening up a doorway into another dimension?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah, because
I have no rights to that.
All right, and then basically this whole thing's a trick. I just want to get on the antenna tower so I can build my house up there.
You can do that from the water tank right next door there too, or anything. Why don't you test it on any facility there? The water tower would probably be even just less expensive, or since the city water tank right next to me doesn't have many restrictions to it.
Oh, so I could build a house up there, and that's better because it's kind of like an octagon shape.
No, they wouldn't let you trespass on the tank, but that's a place where you could rent space for.
No, I get squatter's rights. I get squatter's rights. I'm going to live on the tank, and I'm going to put my ghost antenna on your tower.
Oh, you'd have to buy it and own it first. I know that, but just like my structure, you'd have to own it before you'd be able to rent space for an antenna on it.
I'm going to build a summer home on your tower. I'm going to build a summer home on your tower, and then the water tower will be just like my normal home. But I'm still going to have
Where are you calling from there, Tom?
Oh, where am I calling from? I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay, that's right too. Okay, okay, yeah, because that's the only time you'd be able to survive anyway up in the air over here. It's just summer. Yep.
I'm gonna have ghosts fly me up.
Oh, there you go. Good for you.
Yep.
Well, anyway, call or send me an email when you can there, Tom. Otherwise, no need to call anymore about this.
I think he suddenly got fed up or something.
Great Plains Towers.
Hey, could you tell Kevin I'm on his tower right now? I'm like up on top.
Okay, just a second. I don't know who this is.
Oh, yeah, I'm the same guy that called before. Quit being so nosy. No, I'm on the tower right now, and I'm building my home as we speak. It's a Victorian-style home.
Okay, yeah, we're not accepting any calls from you anymore.
Why not? Why? What did I do?